it's Ruben. I missed your call.
Yeah, I'm looking to that Schedule G thing. I don't know what my accountant.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you going in and out.
Yeah, I'm looking into those things you asked me for, and I wanted to ask you, I'm not desperate for money right now. You know, I'm looking to grow my business. My point is, if I get you the documents that you need, do you think you can get me money, or are you not sure?
I mean, yeah, I can. No, we don't lend to desperate customers. I think that's a recipe for disaster. We want to lend to customers who feel like this funding can make a good impact on their business, but I can give you some ideas. Based on the credit that I saw, I think you should, the truck, by the way, I saw a few quotes. Is the truck 40 or 50 grand?
Actually, it's 56. The one that I showed you was a demo, and it's not cheap enough. They want like 51 for a demo with 24,000 miles. They get brand new with 56, so that doesn't make sense, but I just sent you something. You know?
Okay. I think, you know, do you have a pen handy or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think, yeah, there's a little, I wanted to understand everything before submitting it, because if I submit and I get what's called a soft approval and it's pending on this, and this, it's going to waste your time. I'd rather just give you your approval and say, hey, AJ, here's the best approval. It's all been cleared. You don't have to jump through any hoops. But based on what I'm seeing, I think there's a few products available for you. And it's all about being reasonable, not overwhelming someone the first time out. I think for equipment financing, there's definitely going to be approval for you in the range of $30,000, but I want to go for the whole 60 and get you everything you need. We've got a lot of different programs with trucks, so we've got a lot of flexibility, to be frank. So I really do see that happening as long as we can verify the ownership and then give you the best approval possible. For working capital, which I think is probably something you're hinting at, which I'm fine addressing.
No, actually, that would be nice, but what I need desperately is equipment, not even a truck. I can buy my own equipment cash, and I can get more accounts than I can handle. And I actually have a line on credit for some machines with two different companies. I don't know if I put that in there for references. Anyway, but I'm looking to buy some used soda machines because they're like half the price and they're just as good because they're refurbished.
Is it like an impending purchase that you're trying to get right now?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, they quoted me.
That's not a problem. I think with what we, yeah, I see Federal Machine and Crane. Are those the vendors you're referencing?
Yeah, those are the ones I buy new equipment from, but I'm trying to buy used equipment because, like I said, used soda machines are half the price or less, and they're refurbished. And
how much do the machines cost that you're looking at?
I think around $1,500, maybe $3,000-$4,000.
But how many of them are you looking at?
20 to 30.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a possibility. I want to make sure I understand the ownership, but I do think there's going to be a way to get you approved. You might want to do it with a working capital loan that's based on cash flow. The only challenge for you with different programs, there's different requirements on where the equipment's going. But the most important thing that I need to understand is the type. You don't want to provide your partner, which is fine. I'll do my best.
If I have to, I will, but I really don't want to. Yeah.
If I just need to verify that you own the business, because it doesn't even say your name, it only shows his name in the bank statements. And I know that the underwriter, it's a disservice for you for me to submit that, because the underwriter is just going to come back and say, well, now we definitely need this person. You're just submitting it with no explanation. So, because they're thinking that what happens in our industry is people try to hide ownership. I'm not saying you are, it's just an industry issue where people hide ownership. And so if we're upfront with the underwriters and show them a reason why someone's on a bank statement, why they shouldn't sign, there's usually flexibility there, but if you do it without any type of ownership or documentation, then it's kind of hard. So I would want to wait for the ownership to clarify that. So I give you the best shot.
As far as getting him to sign off, he'll sign off. I'm with him right now. You know, we're not on bad terms. There's nothing like that. So,
I mean, if you want, you can add, he can have his information on the application and sign and I can pull his credit and add it to it. I just don't have him right now. I'm more than happy to do whatever you wish. But if you're...
Last time he took all the liability, you know?
I looked at the file last time, and for some reason last time, the file says that he owned 100% of the business, which I don't know if that's accurate or not. That's what I have in my system. So, the answer is...
You know, at the time on paper, he might have at the time on paper.
That's all we're looking for is what's on paper. So that's all I need to know is figure out what's on paper. Did your accountant get back to you?
No, he's a pain in the ass.
Okay, I mean...
Just to reiterate, I don't know how much this helps or not, but other people, what they did was they went to the corporation, they saw both of our names on there. They saw him as the president, and he is the COO, and registered agent.
for the vast majority of our financing, we have to verify business ownership. It's just what our underwriters require.
Yeah, I'll get the shareholders agreement by tomorrow. That's what you're really looking for, right?
Yeah, that'd be very helpful. Correct.
Yeah, I'll get that to you either tonight or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow.
Perfect.
All right, buddy.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.